Okay, thank you. Good evening. This is Nancy Sorden, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. It is Thursday, June 14th at 10:09 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'm calling this meeting of the open session of the Pacifica National Board to order. Madam Chair, will you please take the roll?
Yes, Madam Secretary.
Madam Secretary.
Grace Aaron, KPFK. Grace, can't hear you. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Can't hear you. Adriana Kefnave, KPFG.
Present.
Chris Corey, KPFA. Chris, was that you?
Yes, that was me. Present.
Okay, present. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
Joseph, here.
Present. Catherine Davis, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Benito Diaz, WPFW. Benito? Can't hear you. Jan Goodman has asked for an excused absence. William Heerwagen, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Dwayne Lark, KPFT. Dwayne? Can't hear you. Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Tony Leon, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Sophia Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate. Sophia, can't hear you. Alex Randall, WUVI affiliate.
I'm here.
Randall is here. Mansour Sabah, KPFK.
How's there?
Present. Nancy Thornton, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Alex Steinberg, WBAI. Alex Steinberg, can't hear you. Carol Travis asked for an excused absence. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Muscula, Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Let me just go back. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace Aaron is present. Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
Present. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Present. Dwayne Lark. Still don't hear you. Alex Steinberg. Still don't hear you. Okay, Chair, we have a quorum of 17.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
And then I believe Tom Livingston is also on the call. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have received a request for excused absence from Jan Goodman through the month of June, and we've received a request for excused absence from Carol Travis for this evening. May I have a motion to excuse
so
absence?
Okay,
second.
Adriana Kefnave.
Second. Second.
Mansour, say your name, please.
Mansour, second.
Okay. Okay. Are there any objections to this motion to approve these excused absences?
This is Alex, just notifying you that I joined the call.
Thank you, Alex. We are approving a motion to accept these excused absences. Any objections? All right. The excused absences are approved. Let's go to identification of timekeepers, please.
Adriana Kefnave for items.
For items, thank you very much. And we need one for the persons, for timing the persons.
That's Bill. I can do it unless Mansoor wants to.
Oh, okay. I think that's a no. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, I can do it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. I can't do it tonight.
Okay. Okay, so can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So a motion to approve the agenda, Mansoor.
Okay, is there a second? I'm going to take that as an approved motion, moved and seconded by Adriana and then seconded by Mansoor. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Although any amendments to this agenda would not be in order because this is a special meeting and it has been announced that what the agenda is, we're talking to our auditor tonight, and we have a task before us to accept the 2016 audit submitted by our auditor. So, we have any objections to this agenda? Okay. All right, no objections to the agenda. Our next item of business is the report out from the closed session. So we have been missing some closed sessions on the web, so I'm going to ask our secretary to read the report outs from the last two meetings and tonight's meeting, as it will be a while before they're posted on the web. Do you have that, Madam Secretary?
Yes. Okay. The report out for the May 10th closed session. The PNB met in closed session May 10th, 2018, to discuss privileged personnel, privileged personnel and pension matters.
Okay.
And then the report out for the June 7th closed session. The PNB met in closed session June 7th, 2018, to authorize the IED, to retain accounting help to address the issues of preparation for the 2017 audit, pensions, and day-to-day finance and HR operations, to fill in until currently vacant positions in the national office are filled. The PNB also approved amendments to the loan used to pay off the ESRT judgment that reduced the amount of the loan from $3,700,000 to $3,265,000 and reduced the amount of reserved interest needed for the first 18 months to $379,556. The PNB also approved making corrective contributions to the retirement plan and authorized the IED officers, agents, and attorneys to take necessary actions needed to implement resolutions to calculate the correct amount of contributions needed according to EPCRS and to acquire a record keeper and third-party administration. And the report out for tonight's closed session, the PNB met in closed session June 14, 2018, to hear updates on the sale of the Nakupon National Office Building, personnel matters, and a report from our auditor on confidential matters of the fiscal year 2016 audit. That's it.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So I'm wondering, has Doug Regalia rejoined us yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Doug. Great. Thank you again.
William.
Yes, William.
Sorry, William for the stack.
on the report apps, could they go on the KPFTX calendar? Since you said there might be a problem getting them on Pacifica.org.
Chair, may I respond?
What I meant was, wait a minute, hang on. What I meant was that it's been a while since, I mean, they're late getting posted, so I wanted to announce them right away tonight, but they are going to go up on the website. Go ahead, Janet.
Chair. Yeah, so the report outs only go on the Pacifica website, and they will be posted there. They don't go on KPFDX.org.
Okay. Doug, could you give us your report for open session of the audit report? This is a public session, and goes out to our listeners and the public. Please
Madam
report
Chair,
only what is appropriate for the public. One second. Yes, Adriana?
How long do you want me to chime?
Okay, so let's see.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yeah, go ahead, Jan. I'm trying to figure out how many minutes.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we had a time certain for the auditor to be on the call for discussion and Q&A of 10:25, and the vote on accepting the audit or not at 10:50. So there's no time, actual time, except to maybe to read the audit committee's motion.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, Adriana.
We just approved an agenda, and the agenda said 3 minutes for a motion, then 10:25 time, third time, Q&A, and then vote on 10:50. But
okay.
3 minutes, only say 3 minutes in audit committee.
Right. So the idea was, so the idea was to present the motion and then have a discussion of it with the auditor, starting with his report, and then we'll have a vote on the motion at 10:50. Okay?
Then should time 3 minutes now, Madam Chair?
Okay, go ahead. 3 minutes now. Could someone please move the audit committee motion and recommendation? I'm going to read it, and then someone could move it. So the audit committee motion and recommendation to the PNB. The audit committee accepts the FY 2016 audit prepared by Regalia and Associates and recommends that it also be accepted by the PNB with the proviso that minor changes discussed at the open meeting of the audit committee on June 11th, 2018 are made before the next PNB meeting when the revised audit will be reviewed by the entire PNB. So do I have do I have a motion to accept the audit?
So moved, Mansoor, okay. Motion.
To accept the recommended motion from the audit committee. Okay.
Madam Chair, point of information. Adriana.
Yes, Adriana.
Yes.
Adriana.
Yes, can you?
I can hear you.
You.
Go ahead.
Perfect. In our audit meeting, we have two questions that we didn't receive the answer yet. One is the cash flow forecast that we were told that was till September 2019, and the second one was the financial recovery and stabilization plan that we didn't receive neither. I want to know, and I want from the auditors, because they base this report and this audit in these two tools or two information, and I think that we say it in the audit committee and we repeat it now. I think that we need that information. How because that is showing how they arrive to the conclusions that they have. That's why I'm asking for that information, and I don't know why we didn't receive it. We asked for the information in the audit committee Monday too, okay? And I asked by email too, but that's okay. I want to know when we can receive that, because it's a basic information for this. I mean, will be you know, a breach of my fiduciary duty not to know what is the information that they have to arrive to this conclusion. Thank you.
Adriana, could you clarify again what information that is that you're asking for?
Yes. It's the cash flow forecast that, according to what the Regalia people told us in the committee, they have it until September until September 2019. And then the financial recovery and stabilization plan that they said that they received, and they are basing part of their, the information and the report that they are having are based in those two very important tools, and we do not have it. I want to know, I don't remember the PMB approving in 2017 or 2018 any financial recovery stabilization plan, and we didn't see the cash flow forecast that we should have. If they have that information, I'm asking, we must have it too, and should be public information. Thank you.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So, first of all, I need that motion, Mansour's motion, in writing. And second, well, it needs to be seconded. And anyway.
Madam Chair, may I clarify?
Yes, Adriana.
This information was asked in writing to the IED and the whole PMB received it, and was asked in the audit committee. That's why when the motion here from the audit committee talk about the provisos on minor changes and discussion, we need that information.
Okay.
It's not
okay.
We need the information.
I think Janet is referring to the motion that Mansour made. Is that correct, Janet?
Yes, that is.
Okay. So I believe you're... request is to Doug. Mansour, your motion was basically to move that we accept the recommendation of the audit committee's motion. And
yes.
If you could write, are you able to write that up for Janet?
Unfortunately not. I'm not anywhere close to a computer.
All right, so what I wrote, I have pretty much that, what you just said, Nancy.
Okay.
So,
if you could send that would be great. Okay, Doug, you...
But a second, can you ask for a second?
It's a committee motion.
Could I have a second to Mansour's motion?
Catherine, second.
Thank you, Catherine.
What about my information, Madam Chair?
I'm gonna ask Doug to respond to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Doug, you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you. The two documents referenced were provided to us by management, along with umpteen number of hundreds of other documents. And so we're generally... this is not, information that we prepared. It was provided to us because we requested that management provide us with some rudimentary information about justifying the, or demonstrating, I should say, the ability of the organization to continue as a going concern. And there were other documents as well related to us being provided sufficient evidence so that we could properly assimilate and reference those pertinent items in the footnotes, which we did. Now, if the committee wants to see those supporting documents, I would suggest they make the request to the county department at the national office. They're the ones that have the data. I'm sure we have it. We generally aren't in the business of disseminating anything other than our proprietary work product, which would be the audit report, the management letter, the list of our adjusting entries, things that we created. We absolutely circulate. But all of the other audit evidence, of which there are gigabytes, we never actually circulate that because we received it from you. So I would suggest that if you desire to see that information, by all means, a request should be made to the National Office Accounting Department or their representatives, and I'm sure that it'll be forthcoming.
Okay. I think just as a point of clarification regarding the recovery plan, I think the concern by the board member is that, by Adriana, is that it may not be a plan that has been approved by the board yet. And so we would like to see it, and we can certainly get it from, our acting CFO can certainly forward a copy. He can find out which recovery plan was forwarded to you along with the cash flow statement that was forwarded to you and then forward those to us. But I just want you to know that the recovery plan and that you mentioned may be one that the board did not yet approve and may be in discussion or something like that. And I don't know if that would make a difference to your report. It's one that we've been discussing and working on, and so it just hasn't gotten to the point of being approved yet, I think. And we won't know that unless we can see it.
Yeah, okay. William, for the stack. Madam Chair, point of order.
One second. What's your point of order, Alex?
My point of order is, shouldn't we ask Mr. Regalia to summarize the audit before we take questions and comments?
Good point. Point well taken. I would like to hear first of Doug's response to just what I said and then ask him to go right into his report.
Thank you. Well, we receive a lot of information, and we don't check to see if every document we get is approved by the board.
And could you all mute if you're not speaking? Could you all mute, please? Thank you.
All right, this is Doug again. I don't think I'm on mute.
No, you're not.
Thank you. And I guess my general reaction is there's a lot of information that we are getting from various locations, national office, all the stations, from a variety of sources, and we don't check to see, and some documents are very important, some are not so important, but we don't make the effort, and I don't think we're obligated to determine if every piece of evidence that we are given has been approved by the board, and nor would we even question if something needs to be approved by the board. And I don't think we're misleading any readers by making a reference to a document that may or may not need board approval or may not have been board approved. I think the important message is that it's a statement to the reader that some action has been taken, that management is not passive about this. And I think that's the important message. And
gotcha.
What the document says, I don't know. I understand the desire to see it. But I think the more important message to the reader is that management is aware that action needs to be taken. And whether that gets approved or not, that's another matter.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah. William for the stack.
Okay, wait,
and
William,
thanks for the check.
All right, so first we're going to have Doug do his report, and then we'll take a sack. Go ahead, Doug.
I'd like to expand on what Adriana was asking. The whole point is to get the date of that report. So that
well,
we
will do that. Okay, William, we can.
Already.
Okay, you're right. We can do that. We can ask Tom to find it for us and to find out which document we sent to Regalia. Okay, we'll do that.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but we did that in the audit committee. We asked for that.
I understand that you asked Mr. Regalia for it, but we're going to ask our IED acting CFO to find the email that was sent to Regalia regarding the recovery plan. Okay?
How can we know that it's the same one, Madam Chair, that was used? That is the reason of asking for that information.
Because he can
How
find...
How do we know?
Because he can
We're way
find,
over time for Adriana.
Because he can find all of the documents on the recovery plan that were sent to Regalia. He has access to the email that was used to send information to Regalia. Okay? We should not have any problem in finding out what that was.
I'm asking for that since a long time, Madam Chair.
Point of order, Spill.
So we're going to go to Doug's report. Thank you, Adriana. What's your point of order, Bill?
Well, that's what we should go to his report, and Adriana's gone way over her time that she could get on the stack after his report if she wants to talk about this more.
Mr. Regalia, please go ahead with your report.
Thank you very much. We do have the audited financial statement. We've completed the examination, and the audit committee has had an opportunity to review and discuss this with us. And we fleshed it out. And so in front of you is a 33-page report. It includes a 2-page independent auditor's report, our opinion, pages 1A and 1B. This is the standard language used with the two additions. Two very important paragraph additions, one being a qualified opinion. And what we're saying here is, other than the fact that there are issues pertaining to the pension plans that we just can't get our arms around fully, we don't have all the information, so I'm somewhat paraphrasing what this says. absent that knowledge or having full knowledge of those events, the information presented here is materially correct. So all the other numbers we've audited, we have no problems. And so that's the reason for the qualified opinion. That's explained on page 1B. And then we have an emphasis of a matter regarding the organization's ability to continue as a going concern. Now, this is really a point of reference to give warning to the reader that there are concerns the auditor has raised with regards to certainly cash flows and the ability of the organization to service its debts. But the literature, when we apply this language, says it's a point of emphasis, and that's what it is. So we're not saying the organization is ceasing, will cease to exist. We're not saying that. We're saying there are challenges. So I'm paraphrasing again. And those challenges are explained in the footnotes. But we're drawing your attention to it in the opinion. And so that's the reason for a 2-page opinion. And at the end, the important conclusion is that you have a financial statement that is ready to be submitted to the regulatory authorities to determine that you've complied with those requirements, and you have. And with the approval of this board, we will immediately send this document along with the amended tax returns to the California Attorney General, who is expecting them no later than June 19th. And that will keep you in their good graces and allow you to continue operating in California and throughout the country as a qualified exempt organization. And once that's done, you have no issues with regards to your exempt status with the state of New York, with the Internal Revenue Service, and with the state of California, which are the most three important regulatory bodies impacting Pacifica Foundation. Continuing after this, we have your balance sheet on page 2. This shows the assets, liabilities, and the net assets of the organization. I'll point you just to a couple of important numbers that I mentioned to the audit committee. One is your total current assets. This year, $640,000, I'm rounding, as opposed to your current liabilities, $7.4 million. And so that's a concern. And a reader would say that your current assets are far below your current liabilities. Generally, a healthy organization would have a ratio of 1-to-1 or greater than 1-to-1. You don't have that. Another reason why we have the going concern opinion. The other issue here is your net assets, your equity. And you'll see unrestricted has a negative $5.7 million. It grew from last year. So that's indicative of retained deficits. Okay, these are accumulated deficits over the course of several years. So another reason why the issue of a going concern is raised. Now, later on in the footnotes, the reader will understand the organization has taken steps to achieve sufficient cash flows to enable it to satisfy its creditors, at least on the, for the short term. Okay? And so that's explained in the footnotes. And that, to some degree, deals with the issues I've just mentioned on the balance sheet on page 2. Page 3 is your income statement, statement of activities. We have comparative for 2016 and 2015. And I'll draw your attention briefly to total revenue and support this year, $10.4 million. When I say this year, I mean 2016 and 2015, the prior year, $11.5 million. So a decrease in total operating revenue of more than $1 million. At the same time, you've got an increase in expenses for the same time period from $11.7 million to $12.5 million. So these two factors have contributed to a decrease in the current year, the 2016 fiscal year, a decrease in net assets of $2 million. So that is adding to your accumulated deficit in a nutshell. That's page 3. Page 4, your statements of cash flows. This is intended to show cash used or provided by operating activities. And it goes through that analysis by looking at changes in the balance sheet accounts. I won't spend much more time on this page, but the idea is to reconcile beginning cash with ending cash, and that's accomplished on this page. And near the bottom, you'll see that, indeed, there was an increase in cash during the year, and you might be surprised to see that. Well, an increase in cash. Well, that was principally because of a lot of liabilities that weren't paid, because that's essentially a use of cash. If you're not paying vendors or not paying companies or individuals you owe, you're not spending the cash in that area. So it's a use of cash. It's providing cash. So that's why cash hasn't decreased. But anyway. Hey, yes. Page 5A and 5B are your statements of functional expenses. So the various operating costs are summarized on the left side and how those were allocated to the three columns presented for both fiscal years. On page 6, we get into the footnotes to the financial statements, and we have some background. We have accounting policies described. That continues all the way through page 9. I'll let you read those at your leisure. These are required disclosures to let the reader know how you account for things and how certain accounts are reflected in the audited financial statements. On page 10, we have more detail now about some of the figures that were previously disclosed in the balance sheet or the income statement. So footnote 3 discloses the cash components. Footnote 4, the restricted cash.
Footnote 5 talks about receivables. I'm on page 10 of the footnotes. Page 11 of the footnotes. Footnotes 6 and 7 deal with inventory and property and equipment, respectively, and what those components are. So the reader's given a lot of information about what's going on and hopefully understands a little bit more about some of the numbers that are on the balance sheet. That's the goal here. Page 12 of the footnote, we have note payable described. We have it listed because it had a balance in 2015, not in 2016, but we show comparative figures on the balance sheet, so we need to have this note in here. Presumably next year, for 2017, this note will leave, will be gone. Lease commitments, very important area, a lot going on here. This information is off balance sheet, meaning you're not going to see a liability for lease commitments, all of them at least, except for the accrued rent, on the balance sheet. So they're disclosed in the footnotes, and that's changing with the FASB's implementation of the new lease accounting standard, which is going to require what used to be called operating leases, where you have an obligation that spans more than 1 year. Those kinds of leases historically have been disclosures only in the footnotes. Now they'll be presented on the balance sheet as an accrued liability. And that will impact you for the fiscal year ending September 30, 2019. So not this year, not the one you're in currently.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order, Madam Chair.
1 second, Doug, please. What's your point of order, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. We approve an agenda that we have discussion and Q&A with the auditor. We already read this, and that will be published. If we are 5 minutes for voting or something like that in this, and obviously we don't have the option to ask questions. This, we approve an agenda that said discussion and Q&A with 2016 auditor, not reading the audit. I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, this is Grace. Point of personal privilege. I have a point of personal privilege.
1 second. 1 second. Adriana, we are still in the Q&A period.
How so, can we make a question?
Well, we had Q&A before Doug started his report, so I am adjusting the Q&A period right now. Grace, what's your point of personal privilege?
Yes, I'm boarding a plane. Actually, I'm on a plane now. I just wanted to say that the audit committee approved the audit as it stands, and I think it's an excellent audit. It is adequate for the purposes we need it for, and I'd like to ask that my vote to accept it be recorded, even though I'm probably only going to be on the call for another minute or two.
All right,
that's
thank
my
you, Grace.
I'm on a plane now. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Grace. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Adriana? Yes,
Adriana. Yes, can we please go to Q&A, because in 5 minutes we need to vote, or 3 minutes, and we are not able to ask questions.
I'm sorry, but you had asked some questions. You had asked questions earlier, and we're going to finish. We're going to finish the report because the report was interrupted and it did not start because people had questions beforehand. So I'm going to.
All right,
Adriana, I would ask you to please wait until Doug finishes his report, please. What's your point of order, Dwayne?
You answered it. I withdraw.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Doug.
I'm sorry. I have a point of information then.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait until Doug finishes his report. I'm not taking any more points of order. I'm not taking any more points of order or points of information. I'm sorry, but we're going to let Doug finish his report. Go ahead, Doug.
Thank you very much. I'm going to just quickly go through the remainder of this. We did spend a significant amount of time with the audit committee to go through this document, literally page by page, at a much slower pace than I'm doing tonight, and everybody had an opportunity to ask questions, and we gave feedback. And from my vantage point, it doesn't seem fair to now be subjected to
to similar questions that have already arisen, and there was an opportunity for those questions at the audit committee. Hence, that's the purpose of the audit committee. And generally, my experience is once the audit committee releases the report, it's usually a formality with the board. Certainly, if the board has certain questions, I'm very happy to respond to that. But at this point, we made every effort to comply with all the feedback that we've received through the various circulation of drafts that has occurred over the last week or so, and the time that we spent with the audit committee. But I'll be happy to finish this. I will say that the rest of this report, the audited financial statement, contain all of the applicable footnotes that you're going to want to see, that a reader will want to see, to have a full understanding of the financial position of the organization and the issues that are important and relevant to an understanding of the fiscal year ended September 30, 2016. And there is, for instance, a very good discussion on page 17 of the pension plans, and on page 18, some of the issues that are relevant to the conclusion we reached with regards to the qualified opinion. I think that's an important point to make on page 18. On page 19, we talk about subsequent events, because even though the audit was September 30, 2016, there were no mortgage loans, but this is information that came to light. We have an obligation under subsequent events to understand the material transactions that have occurred, gain an understanding, and disclose as much as we can in terms of what we've been provided and confirmed with regards to the current financial commitments, and we've done that. And that's on page 19. That was a tremendous amount of work above and beyond, quite frankly, the scope of the audit as we originally understood it when the audit engagement letter was signed almost a year ago for the 2016. At that time, there was no sale of any buildings. There was no refinancing. There was just the ESRT lease was kind of is still in negotiation. So a lot of events have occurred since that point, since we signed the engagement letter, that were thrust upon us during this audit engagement that greatly expanded the scope and the amount of work we've done. And we're still dealing with the ramifications of that. So I think we've done the best of our ability under the tight time frame and the circumstances and the deadlines that were not imposed by us, but by regulatory authorities, do everything possible to keep this organization in good stead with the tax authorities. And I think that's what we've accomplished. That's why on page 19, you'll see a lot of information about the related parties and the indebtedness. Related parties, because there are some loans with some of the friends of the organization. Page 20, we have additional disclosures, including the New York situation, which, if you read this note, seems to have been resolved, and basically it has been because of the loans that have been taken out. But at the time, it was still an issue. We talk about footnote 20, the ability of the organization to continue as a going concern. And we have other disclosures at the bottom of page 21. And we talk about prior period adjustments on page 22, allocation of joint costs. And then again, it's somewhat redundant. Subsequent events, because while we have an obligation within the footnotes themselves to tell you, hey, here are the loans that we understand is currently happening, and we have to also summarize that in a subsequent events footnote, because there are a lot of things happening that need to be disclosed. So, and that's all in here, and we've amended the wording that was in specifically on page 23. There was some discussion about the tower and what's going on with that and how that whole wording. So we did agree to fix that. Otherwise, I believe this report is faithfully reflects the financial position of the organization and, to the best of our ability, all the necessary accruals and adjustments that we could fully get our hands around. And there are some issues, obviously the pension, that we couldn't, and that was mentioned. So and then after page 23, you have other supporting schedule. And that concludes my presentation of the audit report to the National Board.
Okay, thank you, Doug. I just want to know that you had addressed the provisos in the motion of the audit committee in this report. in this written report that was going to be submitted. And also, I wanted to know if you're going to confirm with the California AG's office that they have received our documents after you send them next week, because they didn't see our original request for an extension. We had to remind them.
We already have, and I've prepared communication with the Attorney General. That's going to be sent certified mail, return receipt requested. I have been on the phone, not recently, but with staff. And so absolutely. And we will confirm a receipt by them of the amended tax returns and the audited financial statement.
And then the provisos of the audit committee? Those have been addressed, I guess, already when you sent us those documents today, those updated documents today?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So in order to go to any questions now, since it is 10:55, we can extend this meeting. It'll take two-thirds because we have a time certain.
Adriana?
One second. Does anyone, would anyone care to extend this meeting by 15 minutes?
That's what I'm trying to do, Manatea.
Okay. I was in the middle of saying something when I wasn't finished yet, so now I'm recognizing you. Go ahead.
I moved that we had 15 minutes because our agenda wrongly the discussion. That didn't say that was a report, the discussion and Q&A. That's why we want to add 15 minutes that all the directors have the option to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask directors that have not had an opportunity to ask questions yet in the closed session. If there's anybody, we have Jonathan. Do you have a question?
Nance, Chair, this is Janet.
No, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Go ahead, Janet.
So there was a motion to extend, and so...
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any objection to extending for 15 minutes? Thank you. Okay, no objection. Okay, Joseph Davis, do you have any questions? Okay, Catherine Davis. Okay, Sabrina Jacobs, do you have a question for our auditor? Ken Lothar, do you have a question for our auditor?
I just want to clarify that there was an auditor's report, I mean, Doug Regalia's report in the closed session and a report in the open session. Were they just similar but made for the different, the closed and open session?
There were two, I think, Doug, did you address the management letter in closed session only and then the auditor's report in open?
That is correct. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. Well, Tony Leone, do you have a question for our auditor?
No, I just wanted to tell him thank you for this thorough report.
Okay, thank you. Afia, are you on the call? Do you have a question for our auditor? Okay. Alex Randall, do you have a question for our auditor?
I have no question.
Okay.
This is Catherine. May I speak?
Yes, Catherine. Yes, go ahead.
Actually, I don't have a question, but I also wanted to thank you for the tremendous amount of work that you did do. It is appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Joseph.
Oh, yeah, Joseph, go ahead.
I sent you an email request, but I still haven't received either the management letter or the report. If you could send that to me immediately, I need to see that to be able to vote. Thank you.
Oh, you didn't get it?
No.
To the... I'll send it. Okay, thank you, Janet. Your email must be incorrect on the PNB list or something. Okay.
I have a question. This is Alex.
Who's that?
Alex Steinberg.
Alex Randall. Go ahead.
Mr. Regalia, first I want to thank you for the work you did for us. And my question is this.
Alex? It's Alex Steinberg, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Alex, if you could just hang on. I'm going through the people that have not had a chance to ask him yet, and I'll put you first after that, okay?
Oh, okay, sure.
Mansoor?
Yes, thank you.
Mansoor?
Yes, I want to thank the auditor company for doing such a wonderful job, and may you find happiness after Pacifica Life, and thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, great. Okay. So I'm next. I have a question for the auditor. You had mentioned about something about additional revenue we did not have earlier, and I'm wondering if we do ever get, if we ever do decide to do underwriting, what kinds of things would be addressed in this that we would need to be compliant with in our audits, the IRS? Is that an appropriate question for you right now? If it's not, just say you can't answer that.
Well, I would say it's beyond the scope of the audit that we're presenting, but it's a good question. I would certainly pose that to the successor auditor.
Okay. Let's see. Tom Burries, are you on
yes.
the call? Do you have a question for Doug?
No questions, but thank you, Doug, very much for putting up with Pacifica's meanderings.
Thank you.
Muskie Law, Washington, do you have a question for Doug? Okay.
No questions.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you. Okay, Alex, and then Adrian. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, Mr. Regalia,
Alex, we can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Last year in particular, we had a big debate on the national board whether we can go to
Alex, could you move to a place where you have better reception? We can't hear you.
I don't think it's just Alex. You're bringing up too.
No, we still cannot hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear you either.
Oh, I can hear you, but I can't hear you either. So I don't know where you were before, but if you moved, maybe you can go back to where you were standing before. And try one more time, and then we're going to go to Adriana, and then we'll try you again afterwards.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, okay. So, Mr. Regalia, my quick question is, do you think it was a legitimate course of action to choose the loan option as a way in which to avoid Chapter 11, pay off the judgment for ESRT, and buy some time so that we could reorganize ourselves? Because we were being told by all sorts of people last year that we were betraying our fiduciary responsibilities by supporting a loan.
Well, that's a great question, and I don't think I have any authority to make any sort of conclusion on that, because there are people much more knowledgeable with a greater sense of the overall strategy of the organization than me. I may have an opinion, but I really can't say one strategy is superior to another, because unfortunately our role here,
is as historians. So what we do is look at the transactions that impacted the fiscal year ended September 2016. And then, of course, that combine that with current relevant information and prepare an audit report. And the issues that you're referring to, very valid and very important, really are beyond the scope, I think, of our interaction with the organization. But I appreciate the question. I truly do.
Thank you, Doug. Adriana, you had another question?
Yes, thank you. I want to know the appraisal of the buildings were up to date, which ones you use, and what was the value, because I care when you have going concern. When we know that the value of the licenses of this foundation is really huge compared with the debt that we have. And I'm very sorry that, you know, I upset you, but I understand we asked that specific questions, and we asked in the audit committee to put the date of that financial recovery and stabilization plan, and who gave you that information, because it's as important, what's important to us to know where you are basing your concerns, and that's why we don't know. That's why we're asking.
Now, whoever is speaking, everyone could please mute their phones, except for Adriana. We don't know.
Okay. The appraisal of the buildings.
You're breaking up. We cannot hear you.
We want everybody to mute, Madam Chair.
I've already asked people to mute.
Yes.
I've already asked people to mute, but we can't hear what you're saying.
You can see the minds of where the notice is coming from. The secretary knows that.
You're breaking up. I'm sorry that we can't understand what you're saying.
Can you maybe, can you,
now
can
you sound clear.
Your phone?
Now you sound clear. Okay, go ahead.
Good. I was asking for the date of the appraisal of the building, and what about the value of the licenses of this foundation, and who gave you the information about the financial recovery and stabilization plan and the cash flow that you said that you have, and the audit committee asked you to date, to put the date, and I didn't see it in the revised version that you just gave us.
Well, this is Doug. We purposely did not put the date. I don't think it's relevant in terms of the financial statement disclosures. It's not required. It's just a reference to a document to demonstrate the organization takes very seriously the concern of making sure that there is planning that being performed. And so what specific date that might be is really irrelevant for the audit report. You are interested, absolutely. And the information that I believe we got was from Sam, although it may have also come from Tom and or Bill. I honestly forget. The person who would know, Wendy Thomas, who was the senior manager, intimately familiar with these documents, but she's not part of this phone call. But I think that addresses your concern. We did talk about the date, and my input at that time was it's not relevant. And so I still stand by that. I don't think it adds anything to the disclosure. It doesn't influence a reader, I don't believe, insofar as an understanding of the financial position of the organization. I think that's really what we're getting for. And if we get into too much detail in the footnotes, I think we do a disservice to the readers. And there are probably other areas in the footnotes that someone might be interested in knowing, well, what was the date of this or that? So I guess that's a generic response to your concern. So, but hopefully...
What about the prices?
Well, we received them, but, you know, I don't know what those values
date?
Are.
Let Doug finish responding before you ask your next question.
Again, I don't have that in front of me. I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. It's not pertinent, I don't think, to the presentation of the audit report. Certainly you are interested in it, and I believe that your national office has that information and should be more than happy to share with you. It wasn't critical in terms of our having an understanding of the subsequent event. That's all that really was to us. It was just a formality that your organization had to go through. We weren't involved in it whatsoever. And actually, thinking about it, I'm not even sure if we obtained an appraisal. I mean, I think we were aware that there was one. Was it necessary for us to obtain it for our audit? No, wasn't at all important. What was important was getting information about the loans and the terms and that sort of thing. That was perhaps referenced, but honestly, I don't even think we have it. We may, but I don't know if we do.
It means that work is important to know our assets. And
okay,
it's important that we have a cash flow. I don't understand because you are basing your basis to tell us if we are viable or not had to do with our assets, with our cash flow, and with our recovery plan. And you said that it's not necessary. I don't know. I'm sorry, but I'm really, really confused. The appraisal, that's why we were asking when we are dated, because that is the asset of this foundation. How could that? You are telling me that they are not important?
Thank you, Adriana. Okay. Thank you, Adriana. Next question, please. Oh, go ahead, Doug.
I have to leave in 5 minutes. I apologize.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, don't think it was anyone after Adriana. So, actually, if we don't have another question. Was that Bill? Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Bill Crozier. Okay, thanks. Could you remind everybody, this is for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2016. Could you go into a little more detail explaining the pretty large deficit that we had for that year? It was a little over $2 million, both the revenue decreased and the expenses increased. But could you give the people listening on the web stream, our listeners, some more details?
Well, what details are you hoping to extract from me, Bill?
Well, what expenses increased significantly and what revenue decreased significantly?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. That's helpful.
I mean, I see it on the report, but people listening don't have that.
Thank you. Okay. I'm happy to address that. The total listener support and donations declined. When you consider, along with the grants and contributed income, so I'm looking at both combined, okay, so total contributions declined by about $1 million. Listener support itself was very consistent with the prior year, but other donations and contributed income declined. That was the largest component of the revenue decrease. In terms of expenses, several categories increased. First of all, the one increase that did not occur was in personnel. That pretty much stayed consistent with the prior year. So that's evidence, and I think supported in the footnotes, that management was already putting in place some belt tightening. Okay, so personnel costs were almost very consistent and flat from the previous year. There were some other expenses that increased. The most obvious one is the rent for the tower. Okay, so that went up quite a bit. And some other areas, let's see if I can spot some. Legal fees increased, so I guess not surprisingly. We had some utilities increase and consultants. So I suppose those are the more significant areas of increase from 2016 to 2015. That's a very good question. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Doug. Chair, we need to have time.
Thank you.
To the stack.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. So we are out of time for questions. And if we want, and Doug is going to have to go now. And so we thank you very much, Doug, for sticking with us tonight and helping us to understand a lot issues that this is to help us understand and give us clarification on how we're doing and how we were doing back then, et cetera, and helping
Madam Chair.
Understand the audit. And I appreciate your sticking with it, and we thank you very much for your service so much, and hope you enjoy the rest of your vacation. Thank you for being with us during your vacation.
Thank you
Would
all very much.
Be willing to
have a very nice evening.
Okay, good night, Doug.
Good night.
Okay. So who was that? We're done with our discussion and Q&A with the auditor, and next we go to a vote on the motion to, Mansoor's motion to take the audit committee's recommendation to accept this audit for the fiscal year 2016. So, Madam Secretary, will you please take the roll? I mean, the vote?
Yes. Grace Aaron?
She voted
already,
yes for this.
She already voted yes.
I don't think that anybody can vote in absentee. I mean, I just...
No, because she was getting on the airplane, the special circumstances.
Excuse me, please. You're not recognized. Unless I'm given direction to accept her vote, I'm not going to accept her vote.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Chair.
Madam Secretary, please accept Grace's yes vote that she gave to the motion before she had to leave the call.
And I'm going
Madam
to
Chair.
Include...
We're in the middle of a vote. I'm sorry, we're in the middle of a vote. Go ahead, Secretary.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Chair, so you're ruling that you're accepting Grace's vote. As she
was talking information, Madam Chair.
And excuse me, I'm talking.
We're in the middle of the vote. Excuse me, we're in the middle of the vote. Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
So that was a ruling, and so I thought I heard someone challenging your ruling.
But this is Benito. I object and challenge the ruling of the Chair.
All right.
Information, Madam Chair.
What's your request for information, Adriana?
Madam Chair, I think that we can clarify this. I agree that we cannot vote in absentee. No, let me please finish. But when the motion is on the floor and the motion wasn't modified, I think that if a member need to leave, can say that really that member have that vote. The motion was on the floor. I agree. If the motion is not on the floor, no, nobody can leave and vote. But when the motion is on the floor, I think that it's absolutely correct. The person was there and need to leave.
Yeah.
I think that the person had the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a different
Chair.
Motion.
Chair.
It's the motion that was on the floor. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Chair, I agree.
This is the secretary.
Yes. Madam Secretary.
So I heard that as a debate about of the motion or the challenge of the ruling of the Chair. Is that right?
Yes.
I heard Benito make the motion, a challenge, and I didn't hear a second, but I'm just...
From what I understand, when Mr. Tatum has said, if debate ensues, that automatically is equivalent to a second. So is there someone else that wants to say something on my ruling?
I would, Mansoor.
Okay, go ahead.
Dwayne would.
Okay, Dwayne after Mansoor. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll make it very concise. We had a motion on the floor, and under abnormal circumstances, due to a board member needed to get on the airplane of none of her making, she knew the motion on the floor. She casted her vote in favor of the motion. It's very abnormal circumstances, extraordinary circumstances. So the vote shall carry. Thank you.
Dwayne, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It is through some trepidation that I stand against you on this, because as former chair of the local station board, on many occasions, when you open up this can of worms, then you're opening up a can of worms. And I believe your parliamentarian would tell you that, because if you win on this route, you are going to be required to allow me and any other member under exigent or special or whatever circumstances you want to describe it, I'm going to claim the same right to vote in absence.
Well, Manager would like to challenge that.
The circumstances here is that the motion was already on the floor after she said what she wanted her vote to be. So I think that would have to be the...
Madam Chair, you're right. And I reduce. The fact that there's only one vote, I agree with you. I will support it.
Benito to the stack, Madam Chair. Actually,
Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, what proof do we have as to whether the motion had been made before Ms. Aaron split?
Mansoor made the motion before Doug spoke and before he made his report. That's when the motion was made.
Nancy, my question is, what proof do we have that that was the sequence of events?
We have a recording of it on the KPFXT.
Exactly. And so, therefore, I think it would be appropriate to leave that issue open until the secretary and yourself can review the recording, and then you can include or not include the vote accordingly.
Well, I know that I accepted that the motion was on the floor and that it was seconded. So I know that happened. Okay, so that's... I don't need to review it.
The issue is what happened first, second, third.
So is there anyone else that would like to speak towards my ruling? Thank you, Benito. All right. Madam Secretary, would you please take a vote on my ruling? Those who support my ruling that Grace's vote yes should be admitted into the record, vote yes. Those opposed, say no. Go ahead.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander.
Yes, support the ruling of the chair.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes, support the ruling of the chair.
Yes. Corey.
Abstain.
Abstain. Crozier.
Abstain.
Abstain. Joseph Davis.
Yes, support the chair.
Yes. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Absolutely not.
No. Heerwagon. William? Can't hear you. Jacobs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm still muted. No, William.
No. Jacobs. Sabrina? Can't hear you. Lark?
subject to the record. Yes, I support the ruling.
Yes. Laufer?
Yes.
Yes. Leon?
Yes.
Yes. Nongaza, I don't think, is on the call. Alex Randall? Alex, can't hear you. Saba?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Steinberg?
I abstain.
Abstain. Voorhees?
Abstain.
Abstain. Washington?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. Jacobs, I didn't hear you. Still don't hear you. And Alex Randall, didn't hear you. Okay, still didn't hear you. One moment. I have 9 yes, 2 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. So that makes 10 yes, 2 no, 4 abstentions, and you.
Well, my ruling is upheld. Thank you. So could you continue?
All right,
with
I'll
the
continue. Yes.
Hearing?
Okay. So I have vote for Grace Aaron. Yes. So Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Cass Nave.
I need to abstain because if not, it's a breach of my fiduciary duty.
Abstain. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
Pass.
Pass. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Pass.
Pass. Heerwagen.
Abstain.
Abstain. Jacobs. Don't hear you. Lark.
Abstain.
Abstain. Laufer.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Repeat?
Yes.
Yes. Leon.
Yes.
Yes. Nongaza. Alex Randall. Don't hear either. Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes. Washington?
Yes.
Yes. Going back, Joseph Davis?
Abstain.
Abstain. Diaz? You passed?
No, I abstain and I request that my abstention be recorded in
it's
the.
It's all recorded. It's all recorded. This is roll call vote.
I request my vote be recorded in the minutes.
It is, will be. Everyone's votes will be recorded in the minutes. Okay. So I didn't hear Jacobs, Nwangaza, Randall. Okay, one moment. I have 11 yes, 0 no, 5 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Chair votes yes. And so that's 12 yes, 0 no, 5 abstentions. Will you announce, please, Chair?
The motion recommended by the audit committee to accept the motion to accept the audit committee's acceptance of the FY 2016 audit prepared by Regalia and Associates has been approved. passes.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Mark.
Yes, Dwayne.
I believe what my esteemed colleague Benito was requesting was that there be a recorded vote.
It is in the, thank you, Dwayne, it is going to be, all these votes are recorded in the minutes. When you see the minutes, you will see that each person's name is listed either under yes or no or abstain.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, we already passed 30 minutes our adjournment time.
Thank you, Adriana. I would like someone to postpone. Would someone like to postpone minutes approval until the next open meeting?
So moved.
Second, by the way.
Second? Okay. Any objection to postponing the minutes approval until the next open meeting? Okay. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Congratulations. We've passed another milestone. Thank you.